Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First. But are you? I mean, when last time we left, I have never seen a box text that looks so doom impending. Now, I know box text, you can paraphrase, the DM can take the adventure and cut and paste and do whatever he wants. But I'm telling you, this slender Corin wears gray overlapping robes and brandishes a customized blaster pistol. Eyes closed in menacing slits, the Corin seems to radiate danger as he prepares to pull the trigger. Since I was radiating danger, and as quiet as I've been, and making some deception and stealth rolls, I did have Frank and Haas roll perception at a sleepy negative 10. And I believe they tanked them really, really badly.
Oh no, I did great.
Unconscious, out cold, can I have a willpower check from Merrick? Now, we have a willpower defense instead of a actual, you know, rolling your bonus. So what I'm going to do is, instead of you rolling it, I'm going to attack it. And if I get over, you are cold. And I mean like unrevivably unconsciousnessness. So bad you might slip into the astral plane once again, because I rolled an 18. What is your willpower defense?
15.
15. Okay. So, not one, but the scene follows four shadowy figures. Three Quarren and one tall, furry, menacing-looking mother. They approach the ship. They had done several rolls to slice their way in, luckily detecting some homemade traps and security. They also get bored. However, there is a panel monitored by the main cockpit and by Arthur, who's not available at the moment, and a little tiny LED warning light, ding, 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 going off with no one to notice, because even Dr. Leth has to sleep sometime. The large, menacing, furry figure takes point at the main hallway, and the other three spread out, checking rooms, bunks. They know the ship. They've seen it. They pulled up schematics off the holonet. Unless the ship has been drastically knocked wall down, customized, they have a basic layout of where the beds should be, and then where the cargo bay should be, where the refresher should be, and then the cockpit. The Wookiee checks the cockpit, sticking his head up and looking around carefully, quietly. Two check the bunks. There's a nod from one. He stays. The others fan out. Looking at the floor plan, I see a doorway to a large one side of the ship's loading bay. This bay is angled on one corner, has a bottom right corner cutout, but is basically, each square being about 3 meters in gaming terms, approximately 5 wide and a good 2, 4, 6, 8 long. In the bottom right corner, atop a stairwell landing with stairs going downwards along one wall and downwards along another, filling up a square, a gray-robed figure slips. Dr. Leth, did you make a perception check at negative 10?
I hadn't done that yet.
But there was something about you sleeping in your lab, where your research is, in case things boiled over. And I was talking about fumes on the floor and all this stuff and how dangerous it was. And you had this interesting solution of where you could sleep, where, you know, alarms and let's say monoxide detectors and things would go off before you would sort of already wake up suffocated like some people die in their sleep. So because the droid is in disrepair, because we're in hostile territory, and because your patient keeps sort of up and dying, or we could just tuck you in. I know you're not with Zinn and Haas. You're in the next bunk room and probably have your very own Corin slipping up on you, and you are free to make perception checks at negative 10. What's it going to be, Doc? Tick tock.
I suppose.
Awesome. Opening the door, slipping into the room, and crossing at the bottom of the stairwell, 1, 2, 3, 4 to get to Merrick, who's on a cot, directly across the loading bay floor, which takes up a 4x3 in the top side, but basically the center of the room. If I take from the stairway and make a beeline for Merrick, looking around, my eyes trying to adjust to the light, low light in here, I will take my time slipping across. I will go straight across this bay door, moving silently and slowly. And it is likely you will not sort of waken and hear me. However, where I have you positioned, where you said you would be, in the center of the room, there is something there. Not you on the floor, but a large pillow right in the middle of the floor. It'll make sense in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. This Quarren comes over, stops, looks at the pillow, and then slowly looks around the room, and then looks up. And hanging, cocoon-like, wrapped in industrial tarps and sheets, head sticking out, upside down, is our Dr. Leth on a pulley. The assassin contemplates taking a shot from the floor, or just going over and taking a shot to the other man. He knows whoever he shoots first, the other might awaken. Definitely at blaster fire. Thinking himself the wiser, the man studies his surroundings quietly as both men sleep, one incapacitated, and finds the pulley system and activates it, and gently, quietly, and then goes and hides. Ever so slowly, Dr. Leth lowers head first, wrapped up, directly down upon the pillow, head touching first, neck cradled in the pillow, and then just sort of his body and shoulders lounging out to one side as the rope pulley system goes slack on the synth wire, and it wakes you, Dr. Leth. You had this on a timer. As far as you know, the lights should come up, it's time to wake up, and you should be lowered and then able to unwrap yourself. You hit the ground, it wakes you, you open your eyes, they flare open, but it's pitch dark, something is terribly wrong. Zin, in the middle of the night, you're asleep, chasing dreams, chasing dragon, having that little midnight nip to get you through the horrors of your new life after post-war. The cyborg, as I said, Haas, sleeps, and because he has a sort of a cybernetic eye implant, his eye closes, but not completely. So he's kind of like peeking at a one, and his body is relaxed. Now, it would be creepy, except the man is like literally snoring. That deep breath of it's almost soothing, so you don't mind. Doesn't bother you. Used to sleep in the bunk room with all the militia soldiers. You know, you've slept through war. It's fine. But you don't know the man is unconscious. Finishing your drink, tucking in for the night, setting yourself on a bunk across the room. I would like to describe a bunk room, one of three. This is near the cockpit, where the Wookiee is, and where one Quarren gave a nod. This room is 2 squares wide and 3 squares deep, and in the top left corner is a doorway. Quietly opening a door. Hours later, in the middle of the night, Zin asleep, Haas asleep. Slipping into the room, a Quarren sees 2 targets, and again, must make a choice. Recall one of his other companions, or go up, take the shot, waking the other, and deal with another one almost immediately. This would be a 50-50 chance. Now we know that Zin blew his roll and is not going to wake up. So if this guy shoots Haas, Zin will wake up the blaster fire and go, and freak out and react. Maybe flat-footed, as it were, but, you know, chance. If not, in this game, Jay, I believe that when someone is helpless in this game, you don't kill them. It's not a coup de grace, but it's an auto-crit. A free auto-crit, right?
I don't have that particular rule with me right now, but I'd assume so.
I believe so. Because I don't think I could be so mean as to get so close to an actual PC and put a gun to his head. It's more like he's right there, you know, the gun comes out, he's right in front of the guy sleeping, he raises his pistol, custom made, in the dark, you know, the little laser bead crawling up one man's...
Not an auto crit.
No? What is it?
It's a +5 bonus to the attack roll.
That's it.
Yep. A ranged attack gets no special bonus.
Oh, okay. What about stabbing him with my knife?
Stabbing, you would get a +5.
Okay. Well, it literally says, now I've made a big deal about the box text. It says, da, 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 and he repairs to pull the trigger. So that's a gun. That's a blaster. That's not his knife. So I'm not going to, like, back out of that crap now just to get a better
chance.
Now
he doesn't get his dex bonus to his AC. Like, he's treated as being flat-footed.
So I got a really good chance to hit you, but maybe not such a great chance to kill you. Okay. Now, when I enter your rooms, okay, you guys are allowed to make your checks as normal. And because... with my DC stealth check, you guys have a -5 because the Quarren has concealment, and an additional -10 because you guys are asleep.
Hold on, there is more.
Oh, okay.
A ranged attack gets no special bonus. In addition, a helpless opponent cannot add its dexterity bonus, if any, to its reflex defense. In fact, its dexterity score is treated as if it were 0, so its dex modifier to reflex is -5.
Right. And I really doubt you guys sleep in your armor, except for one. No, but Merrick, you're on a table. You've been operated on. All your armor is off. But I could see Zin sleeping, as long as he has light. Do you have classified light armor? If you're a medium or heavier, maybe not so much. But if you're considered class...
I have light armor.
Yep. Then I'm fine with you. I don't know. Does he even shower? Do we even know?
It washes off the natural oils. It's really bad for your skin.
That's true. That is true. I did watch that. So... what you do know about is -10 for being asleep. What you don't know about is another -5 because of my concealment that they have. So opposed to, like, me making a stealth roll, it just says you guys are making a perception at -15. So good luck waking up. So free shot, a surprise round, but who am I going to shoot first? See what I did there?
Who shot first?
Exactly. So with Frank and Haas, call it Frank, odd or even.
I'm always odd, but I would prefer you shoot Haas.
Picking up a D6. Odd for Zin, even numbers for Haas. A6. Haas goes over to the creepy looking guy, pulls the trigger. Ba-doo! Right in the side of the peck, and Haas takes 3D6 plus. Well, lucky it's just a pistol and, like a heavy blaster. When they said custom, I'm like, uh-oh. Are these, like, really, really, really big, you know? Yep. Takes 3d6 plus 2 damage. Takes 8. Takes another 5. So that's 13. 15 points for Haas. Surprise round over in that room. Meanwhile, Merrick and Leth, even though I've lowered you, so there's a much better reaction... who do you think I would shoot? Well, if I was smart, because the guy's up there all entangled, I go over, shoot the guy in the table, make sure he's dead, and then just come over and just start popping away at the guy up at the ceiling. But I brought him right down. So destiny has put you here to protect Merrick. Possibly not your own life. And I shoot you. Because a guy at a table that looks half dead, easy pickings.
Yeah, but he's awake, so...
oh, he wakes. In the middle of the night, and it's dark, and something's wrong, and here's the shot. Ba-doo! 14 plus my base attack, blah, 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 blaster pistol at 8. So, yeah, 22 did your wrapped up. I'm pretty sure I hit you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Here comes the dice. Do-do-do-do. What are your hit points at? You actually haven't taken any damage today, have you? You're pretty good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What are you at? What do you got?
37.
Oh, you're fine. You take 13 points, sir.
Ouch.
You wake up, a blaster bolt fires through the night and strikes you. Scorching pain. Something is really, really wrong. That is the surprise round. Gentlemen, it's time for initiative to see what happens next. Merrick, I am going to attack your willpower again because the sounds of battle reach faintly and brush against your consciousness. And I overwhelmingly succeed. You are delayed one more round, sir. But I will attack you every round, and the sounds of battle, as quickly as they play out, could rouse you from your slumber. But careful now. You're low on hit points. So, initiative, boys. I didn't get my tracker up. I'm sorry. Where's my tracker? Okay. It's actually round one. Askeleth, what'd you get?
That was an 11.
All right. And Merrick? 27 if you're added?
Yes, 27.
Okay. And Zin?
I got a 20.
Okay. I'm going to have Zeta be the Quarrens in tandem with an initiative of plus 6. And they got 9, so that's 15. So I'm changing. I'm going to use this guy here to be them. And then I'm going to use the Soul Initiative droid to be our Wookiee, just kind of waiting casually out in the lobby. Do, 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 do. Oh, blaster fire. Should be over soon. Boop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. I'll just wait out here. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Plus 7. And he goes at 15 as well. So I believe all pieces are on the board. Rahal, stand by. Hopefully, maybe somebody will phone you. Who knows? So if I go ascending, Rahal dreaming peacefully about his next ex-wife. Starting, oh, you know what? I've got this written backwards. Sorry. There we go. Poser also dreaming.
So I don't see anybody on the initiative other than me.
You don't?
Nope. I see round one and just me.
So your initiative just knocked everybody else off of the initiative score. It's pre-initiative.
That's how quick I go.
I don't know. It's okay. I'll just talk you through it, buddy.
That's
Poser okay. Suspended. Merrick, I just attacked for consciousness at 27 and blew him away, so he is fitfully, unconsciously unaware. But this sounds a battle. Far away. Tempting to do a cutscene, but in the middle of combat, nah, that kind of thing's only for Zin. Zin, it actually is your go. Blaster fire. But do suddenly...
Jerk awake.
Yep. You're lion prone. You're lion
What's
prone
going
in your
on?
Armor. Right, exactly.
I drop the booze bottle that I would have been clutching in my hand.
Free action.
My eyes snap open. I can see perfectly in the dark. What do I see?
Really? You have night vision?
Yes.
Awesome.
I do.
Awesome.
I am near human.
Neato. Good thing your eyes were closed when that lit up. You see, see how the squares are kind of bunched together?
Uh-huh.
So it's like over here, like literally looming right over Haas. So he's like a square away. You're lying on a bed tucked in the corner of a square. And like, you know, if you wanted to stand up as a move action and be in a square, he's still adjacent. He's like right there, looming over Haas, took a shot, you know, just pointed at him, staying at the end of the bed, as it were, beside the bed.
I would like to reach under my pillow.
Okay.
And pull my sidearm, because that's where I keep the little bastard.
Okay, so you wake up, you drop the bottle, shit, the other hand, as one's dropping a bottle, the other one flies behind your head on the piddle, grabs the gun, that's a move action, and...
Yeah, fires if I can take standard.
Sure, yeah, you're lying there, you don't have to get up.
All right, one drops the bottle. Let's see here.
Can I, there. Too bad we have a reflex fave, I have your boots shoot out to catch the bottle. No!
No, not my bottle! All right, so I got a 17.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. A 9 to hit, excuse me. It rolls 2 dice at once. 9 to hit for 17 damage.
Okay. I'm fully aware of a combat situation. I'm walking in. You suddenly jump up. I look over. My reflex is higher than 9.
Yep, I figured.
Even flat-footed. It's like, yeah. Okay. So, reflexively, grabbing the thing and just kind of swinging it out and, you know, taking a shot. That hunch down... wiggle in square the assassin does. You just have the gray hood turn towards you and the little Cthulhu tendrils sticking out, you know, because he's a Quarren. And that's your go.
Yep.
Next we have the Quarren, all three of them. My go. I see you. I shoot and step back. So I shoot you at point blank. And I get an 8, plus the Quarren has an 8 to hit, which is 16, a point-blank shot, which I believe I have. Yes, I do. With another plus 1. So I get 17 to hit you. You are prone, but you do have... This actually gives him a defense, does it not? Because it's a ranged attack.
Versus ranged.
Yeah, ranged attack.
You get your dex, you're awake, you get your armor.
So I have AC of 21 while
prone. Oh, not while I'm adjacent, though. I have to be farther away than adjacent. Man. Right? It has to be a range. Because if I'm right beside you, you just shoot down at the guy.
Does that provoke? Are we using those rules?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I don't think you can provoke with a pistol.
No, you can, actually.
Yeah, you can.
Can you not?
No, you can't.
I thought, yeah.
No, did you do this with Haas? Haas grabbed the guy's face in, like, episode 2, and it provoked with the pistol, like light pistols?
You can make an attack of opportunity with a pistol.
Okay.
As in,
right.
If you did that and it provoked, that would just be really, really bad flow. So,
yeah, because I have a pistol, you have a pistol, and we would just like unload a clip on each other all in a single round.
Yeah.
So does he want to step back or get shot? Because I have a pistol as well.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, so I'm standing there. I take a shot at Haas. I look over just in time to, like, kind of duck as you pull a pistol on me. I could shoot you with no penalty and possibly get shot in the face again, or I could jump. Yeah, I think he would jump aside. Yeah.
His carbine would actually count for an attack of opportunity as well if he was wielding
the... pistols and carbines can make them.
Yep.
I don't have a carbine. I have a blaster pistol. Now, it says it's custom, but it's a 3D6, so it sounds like the Princess Leia standard. You know?
Yep.
Yay, Theed. All right. So, yeah. I'll jump back, and I will shoot you normally, and you get your bonus. So...
then he misses.
17. Right. So, what is your reflex?
21.
That's with the bonus.
That's with the bonus, yeah.
Okay, so...
it's 16 normally.
Sorry for the... it's been a while, guys. Got to flip systems from Pathfinder Head, right? So, he whips out the bed, he shoots, he's lying down, I got to jump back and shoot, and Zin, you just kind of, like, roll in the cot towards the wall, and it hits the edge of the bunk in a big scorcher blanket where you were laying, coming back, and that's me. Corrin number two is standing over Leth, took a shot, and Leth is there, and I'm going to shoot you again. 14 plus 8, 22. Leth gets shot again.
Wait. Didn't you shoot and then move? There's no 5-foot step in this system.
Who moved? I have 3 Corrin. Different room.
Oh, different room. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I'm allowed to move.
Yeah.
Who am I going to provoke from? The guy laying on his cot with his gun? The other guy? So I just... he jumps back dramatically because there's nowhere to go but one square. But yeah, I move and then shoot. Leth is considered entangled because of his blankie, and he's laying on the floor, wakes up, gets shot immediately. It's his turn. He's about to start trying to do something, but I beat him in initiative, and he gets shot at again, and I hit him, and he takes 13 more points of damage. And
it's nice knowing you, man.
Corrin number three is searching the other quarter of the ship, like he's, you know, looking for, making sure that nobody, you know, that kind of thing.
You're going to make a great healer, Leth.
Wookiee waits. It's so we're back to okay. How can we have Zin twice
worst
on here?
Destiny points.
What was yours? 12 or 20? Zin 20, right?
21.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I got two Zins on here. That's a problem. There. Can you see it now?
I cannot.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to walk you through it. Anyway, sorry, Leth. It's your turn. You've been shot twice. It's not a great day.
Yeah.
But wrapped up with you is a, like, there is a timer to bring you down automatically, but you do actually have, like, a little button, and you can just push, and it releases the winch to let you down. Now, that's already happened.
Yeah, I still have to get out and get up.
Okay. So you do so? One move to, like, just kind of kick it. You have it folded so that the weight pulls on you?
I'm actually entangled. I have to spend a move action just to get out of it, let alone stand up.
Yeah. Well, so I wouldn't. You don't have to stand up to shoot people.
Okay, I need to draw my weapon.
Yep. Can you draw as a move?
Yeah.
So if you're kicking off blankets and flailing with one, go for your gun for the other. I'll be nice enough. Let's say you can do that.
Okay. He's just over top of me, right?
Yeah. Welcome to a whole bunch of provoking with each other.
That doesn't provoke.
Doesn't provoke. Okay.
No. But he's a Corrin, correct?
Yes.
Can I roll quickly knowledge? Would that be physical science?
Okay.
And because I would like to make this roll, I'm going to give it my extra plus 5.
Force pointing it.
Nope, that's just my natural ability.
Oh, yeah, you have regular force points.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to tell you, you guys have force points there, Zin, if you want to, like, get the shot there.
Knowledge 18 about Corrin's, about the Corrin physiology.
Okay.
Because if I'm not mistaken, because I actually have made a Corrin before, they should have a breath mask on because they can't breathe normal air.
You made one? Like, stitched together body parts and went, ma-ha-ha! Throw the switch, Arthur.
This is Dr. Leth we're talking about. So
I made a Corrin once.
Fair enough. Sorry.
Found
Jay,
one.
The player has made a Corrin before.
I get it. Sorry. I had to go with that.
Yeah.
Sorry. What was the vulnerability you're hoping to legitimately remember?
They have a, like, a breathalyzer thing, like a rebreather.
Yeah, because they breathe a different atmosphere.
Oh. There's Master Plo Koon, and then there's just Corrin that, you know, have tentacle faces. I think you're thinking of a different race. Can we quickly look this up online, boys? Because my trigger man is absent today.
How do you spell it?
Corrin?
Yeah.
Is Q-U-A-R-R-E-N.
So they can breathe underwater. They are amphibious creatures.
Right, so I can breathe air and... Okay.
Sorry,
You must be thinking about the other guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, never mind.
They hail from the Outer Rims, from Mon Calamari.
Well, I mean, I made the roll already. What do I know?
You know all this, but you are racking your brain for weakness.
Okay. Anyways.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
He's in the dark, and they're used to, like, underwater depth as mm-hmm. well as above, right? So they have the two lids. They have the aqua lids that close to give them, you know, goggle vision mm-hmm. underwater, which will react. So if you throw water in his face, spit in his face, or turn the lights on, he will be momentarily blinded. It won't last, but unlike a human who just kind of goes, ah, and then blinks it off, for him, it's like a full round of, you know, crap, overstimulus. I'm not saying he'd become light blind and take penalties, but I am willing to say that he could burn, you know, it would, you know, buy you some time.
Okay. In that case, I'm sure I do have a set of like a light switch somewhere nearby that I could reach with probably something sitting up that I could get for cover later. So then, yeah, for now I will then move from the middle of the room over towards the lights and turn on the lights.
Okay. So standing up, though, provokes if I have a melee.
No, it provokes a pistol, too. Okay, never mind. Yep. I won't do that. Okay, well, he's point blank, so I'm shooting point blank.
Yeah, well, like, your hit points are solid. You've only taken 20.
Oh, I'm also swift actioning second wind because I'm dying.
Oh, okay. You're down past a quarter?
No,
half. Is it half, yes, and then get a quarter back?
Yeah, I'm at a half, and then you get either a quarter or your constitution back, whichever is higher.
Okay.
Which should be my constitution.
Yeah, it is your constitution still.
This combat is designed to knock you on your ass and have you guys scrambling, because even in Darga the Hutt's guest rooms, where this might have happened, you guys are all separate. You'd all be alone with an assassin, where at least you guys are in twos. So you guys being on the ship has given you a slight advantage. Like Ryan in a room by himself with those wounds would be dead already. And then the next guy over would be you and him alone. Then the next guy over would be, right? Your only advantage is when there's only four of us and there's six of you. A couple rounds later, you guys would come flooding out and help each other selectively. But you know what I mean? So as crappy as this does seem, you do guys have two men to a room. Anyway, continuing on.
Okay, so I take my shot.
Okay. Shoot him.
And I will probably use a force point. Hold on that. Hold that thought. Attack roll of 13, so incoming force point.
Yep.
Make it count, my friend. Oh, should have said anything.
14, sorry. You miss.
Yep.
So that's you.
Sorry, that's a 15, actually, but...
Okay. Still, unfortunately, not good enough. But at least your tactics at this disadvantage, I will say, are solid, sir. Last but not least in the round, Haas. Zin, I'd read this encounter. I wondered how it was going to go down. Okay. And completely unconscious, Joe Gibson, Haas, the cyborg, who's not here tonight, is mine. And I discussed with him what would happen. I discussed him, told him what's likely going to happen, and he gave me some options. But what you see now is straight up stuff that you have not seen in the war. You fought clankers. You know how droids move. You've fought people. You know how people move. Cyborgs, you've run into them. And maybe you've even seen one, you know, like the soldier with the arm. You know, he's got the cybernetic arm or whatever, okay? This man doesn't have cybernetic body parts. He has cybernetic implants. Do you remember that scene from Back to the Future 2 where a guy takes on McFly and he comes over and this time it's Marty and he goes, meh, 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 at the cyborg, and the cyborg just suddenly starts getting bigger and you just hear all the servos inside him like gearing up and the guy just kind of gets taller and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that scene? Yeah. But the guy has, you know, fleshy arms, and so he's got reinforced bones or, you know, some joint ligaments reattached or, you know, that type of thing. Now, Haas himself has work done. You can see it on his face, his neck, part of his throat. You know, like, you know, his vocabulator isn't working great these days. He's got a cybernetic eye, but it looks like a real eye by that refocuses, like a high-tech thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's snoring away. Dude shoots him. So hopefully he wakes up if he's not dead. You shoot at the guy. Guy shoots back. We finally come down to Haas's turn. Okay, he wakes up, like his eyes just open completely, doesn't move, like doesn't get off the bed. You just see the man's, like, your battle sense. You're completely aware of everyone around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The man's eyes flare open. His head turns and looks at the two of you, assesses the situation, and does not get a chance to do anything. Suddenly, the light generators in the ceiling flare, overpower. Bright light floods the room and they actually burst and then complete darkness. So your eyes go poof. Oh, crap. And everybody in the room is blinded for a moment. And then you get like even blacker than black before. I mean, we have the little LED running lights on the edge of the beds and things, and it's all shadowy and shit and really, really dark. But now it's pitch black where you don't hit furniture. You know, the corn's running off of these low hallway lights and this, you know, that type of thing. Leth.
Yes.
You're shooting the guy. You miss. And then all of a sudden, the entire room, every light, every system surges and completely blows out. I'm going to attack Merrick's fortitude. I might actually accidentally kill him. Merrick, a surge jolt goes through your body, and with a crap roll of 8, it's more has the effect of you as clear. Welcome to the combat. You are awake. You are surged practically with adrenaline. The whole room goes bright as you wake up and refuse to go towards that bright light, and not really consciously accepting and knowing this, all the systems go kapoof, and the whole room is flooded in darkness, and you are awake and aware that you are on a battlefield, round 2, starting with Poser. He's not here. 27, Merrick. You're lying on a bed. You are awake and in shocked awake.
What do I see?
You see darkness. Can you see in the dark?
No.
Okay. You sort of vividly aware as you woke up and was clear, come back into your body, that you're in danger. There's a battle going on. There was a flare, but by the time you got your eyes open and it woke you, it's like everything in the room just kind of bursting and sizzling. So you are aware that the room is kind of blowing up around you. An explosion woke you. Isn't that nice?
Well, just like gold.
The monitor, the heart monitor, everything beside you that's hooked up to you, that juiced you and everything, is like blowing out. It's like poof, blackness, and there's like a little spark. The room is dark. There's an odd spark in corners here and there in a console or whatever, but certainly not enough to light the room.
All right. So I'm in utter darkness. Can't see anything. Can't see anyone.
No. Unfortunately, by the time you're awake. Now, there are guys in the middle of the room battling.
But I'm just keenly aware that I'm in a conflict.
You are in conflict. You know there's hostiles in your vicinity kind of thing. The room blows out. You wake up because if I had you wake up, I would blind you. You know, that surge is what woke you and is shut off as quickly as it comes. So as you kind of get to your senses and do the lay of the land look, it's already dark.
Okay. My gear isn't with me.
That depends where Leth put it. Now, if you need treatment, he's taking your armor off and put it down somewhere. It's probably here in the lab, right. Your guns. Everything's probably here because they just kind of brought everything. You know what I mean? And Leth, back in the locker room, Zin was the one likely to pick up Sasha and just bring it.
Right. You know?
And funny enough, I don't think he'd take it to a bunk room. I would actually believe that the first thing you'd ask for Sasha, like his ex-wife, and it's probably like propped up somewhere nearby.
All right. But still, first instinct would be to probably grab the side of the bed.
Okay.
And just kind of like rock it and flip myself and the bed on the side.
Yep. So you have cover?
Yes.
Yep, make yourself cover. So you flip over, you flip the bed, and you're down beside it. You take an educated guess of like your head is near a wall. So if I flip away, there's a wall to the north. Most of the room is kind of covered to the south. It's like a 30-70 thing. I flip towards the 30 and get 70% cover from the rest of the room.
30-70, what did you talk about? That was 50-50.
You're not in the middle of the room.
What is going on? And where is my gun?
Okay, so you flip on the floor as a move, start screaming for your gun. Leth. Talking is free, so you can, like, shout something. Nothing complicated, but...
Quarren, in front of me. He's standing.
A voice echoes from the middle of the room. You think it's the middle of the room.
All right. Well...
He says, this Quarren standing over him has your gun. Because you said, where's my gun? And he says, Quarren, stand over me.
Depending on how this goes. So, what I would like to happen... You tell me how this... My desire would then be for Merrick to grab the bed he was laying in.
Yep.
And then I want to throw it in that based on the coordinates that Leth has given me. Okay. Kind of like akin to artillery fire.
Okay. So you're going to basically skyrocket, like do the, what do they call it when you chuck a football really high? You skyball a football, it goes straight up, right? So you're just going to go up, and it's going to arc and just fall down.
No, I wasn't going for the arc. Okay. The trajectory that I would fire it up would probably be grab the bed, do a 360 spin, and then launch it in that direction.
Well, what about Leth?
He gave me coordinates. I'm assuming he knows this is what's going to happen.
What did you say, Leth? Quarren
standing over me. I'm...
Okay, so the word over, you assume that, that at least Leth is at least on his knees, if not. Okay, I'll give you that.
To be honest, I don't think I thought that far ahead.
All right, launch the bed. Okay, so you're on the ground because you're prone. You want to grab the bed.
Yeah, and then kind of a 360 return.
Okay, but you need to get up to get that kind of thing.
If it can all be one motion.
Unfortunately, standing and retrieving, okay, is separate. However, since you are attached to this bed and just flipped it over, because you said grab the bed last time, you're on the ground holding the bed. I will let you stand lifting the bed as a single action. However, that would be the last action this round, because you spent a round going, what? Huh? Okay, right. Move action. Flip could, it for cover.
Good. I spend a destiny point.
Ooh,
is this what my destiny was to be?
Ruin furniture? Ruin the lab? Kill Leth? No.
Just throw this bed.
Possibly. Okay. Crash.
Spend a destiny point, you get a full like action again. Like your full turn.
No, I thought it was like a, just an action.
Nope, it's a full turn.
Like a bonus action.
You take another turn outside of your...
I want to see this. I'm pretty sure it's just like a bonus action. Okay. It will allow you. It'll allow you to take a single action when it's not your turn, but with like an attack. Not oh, pause time. I run up, do my free, do my move, do my standard, do my dance. You know.
I think the way the wording was, it allows you to move your action to anywhere in time.
Yep.
So it'd be like he's moving his next round's action to like here.
Okay. Anyway, your intent though, even if you only use half your destiny point and still have stuff left over, is you're up, bed in hand, with your action. You burn destiny. You lob the bed. Jay's still looking things up, and he might even have an action left. Can I have an attack roll? Blindly to the center of the room.
Certainly. You want me just to use the fire sash button?
If it's your ranged base, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Do you have bonuses for shooting rifles and things that have to come off of that?
He's within 30 feet, right? Point blank.
You got to be able to see your target.
Huh.
Okay.
A skadoosh. 23.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you grab the bed and you chuck it through the air. Foom, 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 foom. Jay.
Yes?
You are prone with a plus five to a range attack. What is your reflex with plus five?
24.
Okay. It just narrowly flies over your head and ding! 19 nails the cord. This is considered a large... object, at least a medium, if not large object. And when you hurdle it and it's like it's got two squares to go, I will give you 2d6 plus your strength damage.
2d6 plus my strength. Okay.
Oh, plus your level too.
Oh, okay.
Or sorry, half your level. So
that's 5 plus 2, 7. So 2d6 plus my level?
No, you get half your level in damage. So 2.
Right. So
what's
your
strength? Okay.
Oh, plus my strength is a 1, 2.
Okay. I'm getting feedback from somebody.
Yes, 1, 8 points of damage total.
You nail him, and he goes staggering back. Zin.
All right, so I had taken a shot and missed. He shot me and missed. I am going to take another shot.
Okay.
That seems the best thing to do, given the current situation.
Are you guys getting that echo?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Hmm. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, so here we go.
Oh, sorry. Before we go to Frank, the rules have been brought to my attention, and he allows to move his turn, act out of turn, once an encounter. Okay. So it's his turn, and you want to draw your initiative to sort of right after your turn, right? So acting out of turn, though, would imply you hadn't gone yet. Like, I have a turn coming up, and I want it to go early, not in the same round you just acted.
Right, so he completed his round, and before the next action was taken by somebody else, he spent his destiny point to act out of turn and chuck that bed.
So he's going twice in the same round by stealing next round's turn, right?
Yeah, so you still have a move action left, Ryan, and you'll be doing nothing next turn.
A move and a swift.
Yeah, well, swifts are freebies, so.
So I heard the connection point.
Yep.
I run towards that connection point sound.
Okay. Run. You just throw yourself towards the oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I cover a large area myself, so.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to do a follow-up to the bed.
Can I have a strength attack follow-up, you know?
So it would be my strength check plus.
You're like melee, you know. Now, there's also like tossing blind. The fact that you hit like over 5 to fire like blindly which you got 5 over, 19, it's 24, you know, 23, whatever. I let you, like, hit him because you just kind of chucked it into, like, oh, so he's over there, right? There's no real there's no real concealment. Oh, sorry, there is concealment. It's at negative 5, so give me a force point. You're one short.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what you roll because you only need one to hit him.
3.
Yay! Okay, so sorry. Yes, you connect with the bed. You have a, you know, your move, your swift left, you go charging in there, right? It's not an attack, but I would like the roll because between you and him in a direct line is Leth. And depending on how high you roll, you're going to fall right over him.
Hopefully not.
We'll see.
What so I'll just roll. Do a strength and plus my base attack.
Yep.
So strength check plus 7 plus 3 plus 10 plus half my level. Let's do that's 12. Yeah, that's 12.
Okay. Leth, your reflex 12?
Higher than that.
Okay, so you're good. So he goes charging over to you, and you just kind of like, yeah. Otherwise, he goes stumbling right into you in the dark. Plus, you have 5 on top of it because of concealment, so you're okay. But it could happen, so we had to work through our dice. Okay, now, we were talking to Zin again, and I've forgotten what Zin was doing.
Let's see here. So I had said I had shot, he shot, we both missed each other, so I'm going to shoot again.
Oh,
right. Go ahead.
Sorry, it was Haas, and then all of a sudden we had done something with Merrick, right?
Yeah.
Remember Haas' eyes opened and everything went poof?
Yep.
And it's dark, right? So yep. The guy takes this sort of like light blindness and goes completely flat-footed. He literally, hand comes up to his eyes. And you see this.
Sweet.
Now, the thing is, though, light and dark, like that huge flash kind of blinds you as well.
Okay.
Okay. But you go first. So let's say like there's that flash, you're both blinded. It's not like a full round thing. It just kind of makes you guys go, and your eyes are like, you know, full of circles, so there'll be a penalty to do anything this round. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it'd blind everybody for a full round. Everybody went back to shooting each other. So I think it's a little bit more dynamic to say, light blindness, and we're all fucked up for a round, but you get to act first because of your initiative. And he's frozen.
Hello?
Rahal.
Yes.
Middle of the night. There is that little chime on the door. Bing, bong. Okay. You wake up. Throw off your custom striped blanket, your custom striped jammies, legs stick out into the, you know, those pogs, the last Star Wars movies that look like penguins.
Oh, yeah. Slippers.
Yeah. Pong slippers made from real pongs. They're still half alive going, kill me. Yeah, just squish in there. I just head over to the door. No stealth in these.
Grab my blaster pistol on the way.
Okay. And what?
And I get to the door and say, without opening the door, can I help you?
Okay.
All right.
He's back. Sorry. There's a long pause, Rahal. Zid.
All right. So I didn't hear any of your flash. It turned super robotic, and then I got cut out.
Sorry. Instead of you guys being light blinded simultaneously for a full round, and then we just kind of go back to not being light blinded and everything resumed, we just lost the thing in time. What I'm saying is there's a flash, everybody goes and are rapidly trying to outblink each other to go first. You get to go first with a penalty, but your vision clears quicker. What do you do?
So I shoot.
Okay.
So I got a survey says 14 to hit, and I'm going to spend a force point adding a die 6. I got a 6 on, giving me a total of 20 to hit.
Okay. It says 22 here. Is this you?
That's my damage.
Oh, if you hit. Okay.
Yeah, if I hit, 22 points of damage.
Okay. Ba-doo. Now, normally, that would barely hit. With penalties, you would miss. But I'm also, you know, cannot see. I'm flat-footed. So let me just check my flat-footed, which drops me down to... Yes, you do. You shoot him. And damage is 22.
Yep.
Okay. The arms...
That's some savage damage.
Dude. The arms go limp. And so he drops to his knees and then falls.
I calculate quickly. I'm like, nobody stands without kneecaps. Yippee! And shoot him right in the kneecaps.
Okay. So as he sinks to the ground, you smoke the floor. So he, like, kneel here before you die. Pew pew on the ground. 2 scorch marks as the kneecaps hit them. And as I was saying, face first into the floor.
Nice.
Well done, sir. Well, now we know 22 will kill somebody. Rahal, there's a long pause, and somewhere you feel that a client, someone that you could have taken money from here on this planet, lost his life and bank account forever gets put into limbo, It's a painful twinge. Your edge kind of goes off, but it has nothing to do with who's at the door. Then there's a tapping, like a... Sir! Sir! Please open up. I have a message from Darga. Sir. Tap, 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 tap. It's urgent, sir.
So I open the door.
Okay. There is one of his little bent-over lackey dudes, you know, looking very nervous.
Okay.
My illustrious Lord Darga wishes to meet with you in private, sir. You and your compatriot. You know, they are aware of how many stayed in the, you know, so it's not saying come alone. He actually wants you and Poser.
Okay.
The two of you, you know.
Please
come this way.
I will come this way. Okay. And in passing, knock on Poser's door and then over comms. Be like, yo, Poser, get up. I need you.
Okay. You know how you can push a button just to make a actuation noise, the tick, tick, you know, as acknowledged? You get that. So at least you know Poser heard you and is like, yeah, but he doesn't talk into the thing. You just kind of get that, you know, double tweak on the click. Tick, tick. Yep. So it's like, okay. Anyway, your dude, though, doesn't want to wait. And it's like, I'll bring him. Just, you can both come, but please come now, this way.
So I follow.
Okay. If I make two trips, I get more lines. This is my big chance. Just shuffling along. Meanwhile, back to the Quarren. Sorry, one less. There's a Quarren standing with Leth. I got hit by a medical stretcher table gurney thing.
Dang. I just want the record to state that I have dealt the most damage with furniture out of the whole party.
Acknowledged. I'm sure it won't be the last time. I'm scanning the darkness. Blink, blink, blink. There's no light in here. Not like I have any kind of thermal underground vision. I get hit by a gurney. So basically we hear a bunch of scuffling. I'm going to, you know, get gear, reload, pick up my gun, whatever. Just a bunch of shuffling. But it's a little bit of ways from you, Leth. Like he's, you know, backed off. Need to fix this.
I guess so, but I do have dark vision.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Okay. So he gets hit by the flying gurney. It staggers him a bit. You know, he takes a whack of damage, recovers, and, you know, is squinting towards the direction it came from, and it doesn't look like he can see that well. He was relying on sort of like big eyes, ambient light, instincts, you know, all these assassin things. And now there's the light flash, poof, and then all of a sudden a guy jumps up and just instantly goes crashing onto the floor, and a table gets chucked at him, right? Because I know that crash. That's the, he fell off the table, maybe he's getting cover. And all of a sudden, whoop, 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 whoop. I was like, what the hell? That does not make sense. So he takes a moment for composure anyway, goes for his belt, and pulls out a torch to see what the hell it is. So basically, I move as a movement, I retrieve my object, and as a free thing, I get a light torch and go, and shine it in across the room. And there's a guy with wires sticking out of his arms, ripped out of a machine that was monitoring, right? Looking around in the darkness, wild-eyed, sweating, panting, hulking. And the last thing I see on my turn, and Leth sees, is this creature sees light, and the head just turns towards it. And there's this horrible, teethy smile.
This is like a horror game.
And Merrick says,
ha! I see you now.
If I had two switch actions, I would throw. Yeah, he actually has a free action. I drop the torch. Anyway, that's Quarren number two. The third Quarren, you know, we're a radio silence. There's all kinds of, you know, pew, but it's like, multiple blaster fire, crashing furniture. It's like, oh, maybe I should come back and help somebody. Other guys sticking to the plan. It's Leth's turn. Leth?
Well, sorry, sorry, Merrick, but if it works, I'm just going to shoot him.
Okay.
Again, point blank range.
Yep. That's a lot of dicey noises.
Yes, yes.
What'd you get?
Can I spend my destiny point to make it a crit?
You spent it just to be here.
I have two.
Oh, really? Can you spend two in the same encounter?
I believe you can spend them for different actions per encounter.
It's not my destiny to be here. Yes, it is. It's my destiny to be here and... Yes, and. DM's favorite thing, right? Yes, and. Don't say no. I didn't say no. I said, could you? Yes, and maybe? Yes, and maybe? Well, let's talk about the crappy numbers I'm looking at me first. You got a 10. Point blank is 11.
No, that is including the point blank.
Ooh.
Which is why I was planning on automatically score a critical hit.
Okay. Do you have to hit the guy first and get the free crit after you hit? Or is it
no
just
attack
free?
Roll required.
Okay. So it's my destiny to crit you. Sure.
Okay, so that was 18, points. And then are we multiplying by 2?
I believe you just, yeah. I think it's like a times 2 as opposed to like double dice.
So that would be 36 damage.
Okay. So do you guys remember, Leth hasn't pulled out these stripes since the Frankenstein fight. Remember all this stuff when you guys thought Leth was going to die and he was toe-to-toe with the Franken monster and he just pulled up his gun, like hold it up from his hip chest area, brought the gun up and just shot the guy's head off. Do you remember that? Right? So Merrick, I see you now. The torch drops, but we see a blaster bolt go up on an angle and go just a little higher to where we saw the torch being held. And then we hear slump, ka-thump, and quiet. Merrick, you were sad. You know what that means. Okay, you're happy. Win.
This is a good joke.
Rahul, making your way down the dark, sleepy corridors. Poser, you know, is coming along. I mean, you'll probably get to a point where you'll wait for him, but for right now, it's the evening. Dargah's Palace is quiet and peaceful. There are small lights faintly illuminating the common areas and guest wing, and a stillness permeates the area as this lackey drags you through into the main part and then beyond, as though the building itself were in a deep sleep. Only the occasional shuffle of servants' footsteps breaks the silence of the night. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. This way, sir. Come this way. He wants to meet you in the aviary. And with a Wookiee and a Corrin standing, and 2 Corrin dead, and mid-combat, round 3, and hoping Poser will hurry up as Rahul heads to a secret meeting with Dargah, supposedly, in the aviary. We will see you next time on We Shot 2 Corrin. I mean, we shot some assassins. I mean...
We killed first.
We threw first.
There we go.